Trump triumph. Several months ago, I mentioned that the Republican Party has been morphed into the Trump Party. That transformation is now complete. Forces that stood against him have been silenced, shouted down, intimidated, or purged. When his last challenger, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, dared to suggest Republican voters should vote their conscience, yells of endorse Trump were followed by a chorus of boos when he failed to do so. He and his wife were threatened by Trump conventioneers. Republicans were rushed to the exits by angry Trumpists. The Republican National Convention was not a presidential event, but a celebration of ego, anger, and gross wealth. It is the party of Trump. The very fact that he has done so is nothing short of remarkable. Trump is, to be honest, a fair-weather Republican. His victory over the party is the political equivalent to a hostile takeover in business. You buy a majority of shares, control the board of directors, and fire those you don't want or don't need. You loot the company and leave it a bankrupt shell. The Republican Party has become a shell of its former self. It is hollow, an echo chamber of seething hatreds, mass ego, revenge fantasies, and white nationalism. It is the party of Goldwater, the party of Nixon, the party of Agnew, the party of thin-lipped anger at the change that has swept the nation since the 1960s. The convention, if it showed anything, was the thin veneer of hatred and unity in contempt against Hillary Clinton. It is united against anyone perceived as the other. It is united in fear and dread. It is against everything. It is for nothing but Donald J. Trump. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.